Good morning. More details have emerged about a mysterious attack last week on the North Korean embassy in Madrid, suggesting that the incident was more serious than first thought. According to sources, close to an investigation into what happened on February the 22nd, around 10 people carrying fake firearms entered the residential building and assaulted the 8 people inside, who were a mixture of staff from the embassy and guests. According to the same sources, the assailants covered the victims' heads with bags, tied them up, interrogated them and beat them. The injured were treated on the scene by ambulance crews, with at least 3 people having suffered bruises caused by heavy blows. A Korean woman who managed to escape the building alerted nearby residents. Police officers, who responded, tried to enter the building, but a man opened the door to them and told them that there was nothing going on. Minutes later, 2 luxury vehicles with diplomatic plates sped out of the embassy, taking computers and documents with them. There have so far been no arrests in the case, but one person was found to be carrying fake ID. Spain's ruling socialists would lead the vote if general elections were held today, with 33.3%, up from 29.9% a month earlier, according to the official state-run CIS opinion poll published yesterday. The new far-right Vox Party, meanwhile, saw support dip slightly in the latest poll, with 5.9%, down from 6.5% previously. The official poll by the Centre for Sociological Studies showed the traditional Conservative People's Party would win 16.7% of the vote, up from 14.9%, whilst the centre-right Theodadnos would take 15.3%, down from 17.7% at the end of January. The poll surveyed 3,000 people from February the 1st to February the 10th, before Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez called the snap elections. Police are investigating the death of the Soviet journalist Igor Malyshenko, who was found hanged in Soto Grande, a privately owned residential development in Andalusia. The 64-year-old analyst and Russian television executive was the number 2 of the independent media group Media Most, owned by tycoon Vladimir Kuczynski. Malyshenko was behind Russian President Boris Yeltsin's 1996 re-election campaign and also led the election headquarters of a Russian presidential contender last year. An autopsy will ascertain the cause of death, although no theories about Malyshenko's death have been ruled out by the Guardia Civil. Early indications are that it was suicide. And a Flybe flight was forced to abort takeoff due to the cabin filling with smoke whilst it was accelerating along the runway at Exeter Airport yesterday. The airline said one passenger suffered a suspected broken ankle during the subsequent evacuation, which involved inflatable slides. There were some 100 passengers and 5 crew on board the flight to Alicante when the incident happened yesterday morning. The airline said in a statement that BE4321 experienced haze in the cabin just prior to takeoff, and the crew took the necessary precautionary measures. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.